Hey guys, my name is Rachel Witt, and I am so excited to welcome you all to this nationwide AdvoCare business opportunity call. AdvoCare has certainly been the vehicle that has changed my life and the course of my family, and it all started on a call a lot like this 2 years ago. And so I'm so excited for you all to see and hear what I heard 2 years ago in April of 2013. We really want you to know that AdvoCare is all about ordinary people having an extraordinary opportunity to change their lives. So it's not about going to AdvoCare 101 or just trying to learn every ingredient and every product. It's not about that. We are professional storytellers, and so I am so excited to share and highlight some champions in our organization who are absolutely out in the field getting it done and changing things for their family financially, physically, and getting some time freedom at the same time. So I am so excited to introduce to you all a friend of mine that I used to teach elementary school with. She comes to us from Fredericksburg, Virginia. She is a champion, and I can't wait for you to hear her story. Her name is Candace Berry. So, Candace, if you're out there, sister, come on the line.
Thanks, Rachel. This is Candace Berry from Fredericksburg, Virginia. I started with AdvoCare in August of 2013. At the time, I was a tired mama of three, and I was a first grade teacher working full-time. And I was just tired and could not lose weight. And so my friend Rachel gave me a spark. And I drank it and proceeded to clean and organize my basement for about 2.5 hours. And that was something that I had not done in a really long time. And my husband said to me, whatever that is, you've got to get more. So Rachel helped me get started on products. In the first month, I lost 12 pounds. I could not believe it because I tried so many things. And here in 1 month, I lost 12 pounds. So I stayed on product, and the first year I lost 20 pounds. And so people started asking me, you know, what are you doing? Where's all this energy coming from? How are you losing weight and keeping it off? And so I just started sharing my story. And from sharing my story, we started to make part-time income. And that part-time income was amazing because being a teacher, we needed extra income. It was cushion for us. It was breathing room. It was keeping us from living paycheck to paycheck. And so I thought, you know, if I put forth a little bit more effort, I could potentially walk away from my teaching job. And that's what I did. And in June of 2014, I walked away from my teaching job. And I am a work-from-home mom now, which is amazing, such a blessing. In the last 5 weeks, I made $4,099, which is way more than I was making as a teacher. And we are paying off debt. We are able to give more. And we are able to be yes parents and give our children the lives that they deserve. So we are so excited that Rachel's yes led to our yes, and we're just so excited to be on this journey. Rachel, back to you.
Thank you, Candace. That is such a champion story. And what I want people to hear is that you were working full-time and built an AdvoCare business. In part-time effort led to full-time income for you. So we're so excited for you and your family, and we know that this is just the beginning. The next friend that I get to welcome on the line is someone that I only know through AdvoCare. Her yes has unlocked freedom for an entire community, and she is a true champion as well. So I'm so excited to introduce you to my friend, Sheila Brantley. Sheila, come on the line, girl.
Thanks, Rachel. So, guys, I was actually introduced to AdvoCare February of 2013. A friend of mine at work was doing a challenge, and she had had awesome weight loss results, and I wanted to lose weight, and so I had talked to her. She shared her story with me and got me on product. I had amazing results and lost just under 10 pounds in 24 days, which I thought was amazing. But the best thing was that I felt so incredible and had so much energy. And I had great product results, but I really wasn't interested in anything about the business side at all. As a matter of fact, I really thought of every possible reason why I didn't want to or shouldn't or couldn't do the business. The main thing really was that my husband and I had a very comfortable income at the time, and he works as a healthcare IT consultant, and I was working full-time as a nurse in a busy ICU, but I was also working 12-hour shifts and having a two-hour round-trip commute, which left me kind of spent. So I thought I really didn't have time to focus on AdvoCare. I didn't know how to sell anything. That wasn't my thing. I was already too busy. But one thing that I was really proud of my results that I had gotten with products. So I kind of casually shared with friends and family, not to make money, but because I really wanted them to feel as great as I did. And so when I did that, AdvoCare started putting some money in my bank account, which I thought was crazy. And so I even was able to earn a $500 bonus when I first started out, and that was something that I had never done with my nursing job. So in June of 2014, my life kind of turned a little bit upside down because my husband, who had been the primary breadwinner for our family since we'd been married, found himself without a contract and unemployed. And so we kind of just, you know, we had a little bit of savings, and so we thought, well, we'll go on our regularly scheduled summer vacation, and when we come back, he'll get right back to work. But literally week turned into week and month turned into month, and the next thing you know, he was unemployed for 6 whole months. So if not for the money that I was able to earn with AdvoCare, we would have pretty much had to declare bankruptcy. At the same time, my daughter was planning a wedding, and I don't know how many of you have experience with that, but weddings aren't cheap, and she's our only daughter, so we wanted to make sure she had the wedding of her dreams. And so being able to provide that for her while my husband was unemployed was just amazing, and I paid $10,000 of her $17,000 in wedding costs just with AdvoCare money. And last month, I was able to make over $6,000 or in the last 5 weeks, which is insane. And I'm so thankful that I was introduced to the opportunity and have been able to share it with so many and be able to unlock freedom for them as well. I've been able to go part-time at my nursing job, and I'm so excited that hopefully by the end of the year, I won't be working as a nurse at all.
Awesome. Thank you, Sheila. Yes, thank you. That was fantastic. Now, I want you guys to hear that she's only been doing AdvoCare like a few weeks over 1 year. So how incredible that she has a dramatically different life 1 year later. What could you do a year from now? What would you like to design your life to be like? Another champion on our team is ready to share his story with you because he has certainly taken the reins of this thing and designed his better future. So Ryan Salvey from Roanoke, Virginia, hop on the line.
Thanks, Rachel. I appreciate it. So my wife, Denise, and I, you know, we came to AdvoCare in August of 2013, really primarily for product reasons. I wanted to reduce some stress. She wanted to lose the muffin top, and we actually had no interest in the business whatsoever. But we got on product. We had amazing results. After sharing our results on Facebook, my wife did that. She spent literally 2 days on the phone talking to friends that just wanted to do what we were doing. So we got our coach, Rachel, on the phone. We needed some guidance on how to get them started. We knew that getting to the biggest discount for us on product was the quickest way that we could do this, and it made sense to us. So we placed a big order for product to help our friends get started. The coolest part was is we had all of the products sold before it even reached our doorstep. It was amazing. So whether we wanted a business or not, we kind of had one. Our first 2 weeks after hitting a big plateau, we earned $887.47. We were so excited about this, but the problem was nobody knew, not family members and not friends. My job was in trouble. My company had been bought and sold 3 different times within a year, and I was looking at a 65% pay cut, something we could not fathom. So by Thanksgiving of 2013, our world was kind of rocked. My full-time job as a medical sales rep was eliminated after 12 years of being there. I called Denise to talk to her about this, and, you know, it was devastating. But I knew for some reason AdvoCare was put into our lives. At the time, we were averaging $3,000 per month, and if we could do that, we could make six. We just needed to help more people, so that's what we did. Our strength was amazing with AdvoCare, and we were kind of in overdrive. We continued on product, and every single thing that Rachel told us to do, we tried to do. Reluctantly, I did not want to, but 5 months later, I started a new job. I had no heart in it whatsoever because I wanted to pursue AdvoCare full-time. We continued to use product, and 2 months ago, after being in AdvoCare just a short 19 months, I basically retired from my medical sales job to do AdvoCare full-time. Now I spend my days with my family building my destiny and not someone else's. This is an amazing feeling. Last month, we made $19,277.32. That literally makes me shake. You know, we're pursuing our dreams and helping other people do the same. I can't thank everybody enough. AdvoCare has literally changed our lives forever, and we cannot wait to see who is the next person in line to have theirs changed. Rachel, back to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Woo! You guys, I hope you hear in every one of these stories how they had a moment where they drew their line in the sand and they said, no more. This is not okay with me. And that is something that I can relate to and my husband Josh can relate to. But for us, 2 years ago, it was medical debt. My husband had about 10 months worth of medical debt that when I said yes to AdvoCare, we could not pay for, and that was not okay with me. We were refusing treatments for him. That was not okay with me. Because we couldn't afford something is not a reason to keep something from my husband that he desperately needed. So when I saw AdvoCare, I saw our way out. In my first 2 weeks, I made over $1,200. And I paid my husband's medical debt in full. And at that moment, I thought, okay, if I can do that in 2 weeks, there are a lot of other things that my family needs me to work this business to pay for. One of those things was that we could not sell our home near the Washington, D.C. area, and that wasn't our fault. But because of that house, we owed the IRS a lot of money. And I said, if I can pay medical debt, I can pay the IRS too, $5,700. Now, a few months, a whole summer of working this business, a few months in, unfortunately, I received the rights to seize our property from the IRS in front of my kids. And you're talking about a flat-out embarrassing moment where I knew we had to have change. But thankfully, I had been working this business, and I had been working it faithfully every single day. Can't quit, won't quit. And that was my attitude. I knew we had to have change. And on that very day that we got the rights to seize our property, I paid the debt within 5 minutes of getting that paper. So $5,700 in debt, gone. So I want to lift the lid for you. We've paid over $80,000 in debt in 2 years because of AdvoCare. 2 years ago, we were hoping and looking for a solution. When we found it, we ran with it. And so what is so exciting is now we're a full-time family. That was not something we expected in the beginning. But that hope that it could be and that it was for someone else became our reality too, because I thought this, if somebody else can do it, so can I. Watch me do it. I know we can change things for our family. In the last 5 weeks, we made over $78,000, which is crazy. And I think if you had told me 2 years ago that that is what I would earn 2 years later, I'm not sure what I would have thought. But here's what I knew. I knew we needed it. I knew we had no other options. I knew the products worked and they sold themselves, and I also knew I was a hard worker. This was an effort-based business, which was attractive to me. The more people I helped, the more that what my family got was automatic. It's a servant-based leadership model. So if any of this sounds attractive to you, I want to encourage you to get back with the person who invited you on this call. share with them what your family needs and what you're hoping AvoCare can be the solution for. We also want to encourage you to hop on the webinars and the trainings that are coming up. We are excited to offer you those opportunities to hear about how AvoCare can help you design your best future for your family. We are fired up, and what I want you to know, one last thing, we're ordinary people who saw AvoCare as our way out. It was an extraordinary opportunity for us to completely change the courses of our family forever. So we're excited to help you have the same thing, lock arms, and get this thing done. Thank you for taking time out of your family to get trained up tonight and hear about AvoCare. Have an awesome night, you guys. Thank you.